back in Canaan, in the future looked rough. Jacob's family were finding it tough.
For the famine has caught us unprepared. We are thin, we are ill, we are getting scared. It's enough to make anyone weep. We are down to our very last sheep.
We will starve if we hang around here. But in Egypt there's food going spare. They've got corn, they've got meat, they've got fruit and drinks.
And if we have the time, we could see the Sphinx.
So they finally decided to go.
Here we go!
Off to Egypt to see Brother Joe. So they all laid before Joseph's feet.
Mighty friends, give us something to eat.
Joseph founded a string not too loud. Because he had
a brother
who knew who he was.
I shall now take them all for a ride. After all they have tried fratricide. I dreamed that in the fields one day the corn gave me a sign. Your 11 sheaves of corn all turned and bowed to mine. I dreamed I saw 11 stars, the sun, the moon, and sky, bowing down before my star, and now I realize why. How do I know where you come from? You could be spies, telling me that you are hungry. That could be lies. How do I know who you are? Why do you think I should help you? Wouldn't you help me?
Yes!
Why on earth should I believe you? I've no guarantee.
Trouble, cringe bows to fall. Worship, worship, egg meal, sponge call.
Very hard to see us from sideways.
Love, trouble, trouble, and spouse who follow. Worship, worship, and kneel, sponge, trouble.
I rather like the way you're talking, astute and sincere. Suddenly your tragic story gets me right here.
This is what we hope keeps saying.
This tugging at my heartstrings seems quite justified. I shall give you what you came for and lots more besides.
Gratitude.
Then unseen, Joseph knit out around the back.